With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. We hit the skins at 7 o'clock every morning, and joining us right now is our pal John Keim, covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. John, after that 14-0 start, I didn't see that game coming. Talk about the turnaround in that game. I mean, I think at one point it was 150 yards to negative 11.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you didn't see it coming. And I think a couple of things. One, because they were down so quick, they were able to stick with the run, and Callahan was going to stick with it, and I think that was good because clearly that is what they needed to do when you look at what they had, like 248 rushing yards. So there was that, but they also did a really good job containing Christian McCaffrey after that point. I think he had like 27 yards, I think, on the first series, and he only ended up with like 104 total.
Hey, John, can we try and reconnect? Because your phone is...
It's being weird.
It's suboptimal. That's the way I would describe it.
Let's just try and reconnect.
Yeah.
But watching that game early on, you figured McCaffrey was going to have a huge game. Kyle Allen looked good.
I
think they just missed on a couple of shots. He missed on a deep shot to
Samuel. Right off his fingertips.
Where I think Moreau fell down.
Yeah.
Or whoever was on him, either Moreau or Dunbar, fell down. And if he put a little more air under it, that's another 7 points.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can get him back.
I don't know. He's got him maybe moving around. I don't know.
I want to ask him a little, he's an Ohio State guy. I want to talk to him about the Ohio State-Michigan game. So just save me a couple minutes at the end. I mean, just watching the game. And just watching the game for the last few years, it's just a clear disparity in talent, which is kind of shocking. The Michigan should be able to recruit with Ohio State.
Right.
Apparently there's
a clear disparity in especially the skill positions.
Didn't they self-destruct, though, a little bit? I'm not saying that they would have won the
game. Shea Patterson fumbled on the 8-yard line.
Yeah. Right. But isn't it like 15 of 16? That's nothing new.
It's 8 in a row. 16. Yeah. It goes way beyond self-destructing on one play.
Ohio State's in a different class than Michigan.
John, let's try this. Is this any better?
This is fine. I can talk about that Ohio State game, too, if you want.
Well, it was just a clear disparity in talent, and, Harbaugh was asked about it after the game, and he was very defensive, and I guess I would be, too. But they clearly are getting out-coached and outplayed, but they're getting out-recruited.
Yeah.
I mean, they're certainly getting out-recruited. And this is one thing that I said yesterday, real quick, is that Georgia made a bad decision keeping Fromm over Fields.
Right.
If Fields was at Georgia, Georgia would be that much better and more explosive. I mean, he's going to be a top two or three pick. He'll be right behind Trevor Lawrence.
He and Trevor Lawrence at that Elite 11 camp were like 1 and 1A. And I talked to some people who were there at those camps and who worked them who felt like maybe Fields was better. Mm-hmm. So that's the talent level we were talking about when he came in. And the one thing with that game, because the talent level there's a talent gap.
Oh, yeah.
I think the other thing is that Ohio State lives that rivalry. Mm-hmm. So, there's a talent gap between Ohio State and everybody in that conference, and they have lost to Michigan State or Purdue or Iowa, inexplicable losses. But those teams can kind of sneak up on them. They can overlook them. They'll never overlook Michigan. So you get that talent gap plus a team that lives for the rivalry, and they'll never overlook them. They'll always get their full attention, and it's going to make it really difficult.
Right.
Yep. So before we lost you and reconnected, you were talking about how they were able to bottle up Christian McCaffrey. What changed after those first two drives?
Well, a couple of things. One, and talking to some guys afterward too, first of all, some guys felt like they were maybe a little bit more aggressive off defensively, sending some blitzes that hurt them early on. And they became a little bit more selective and doing that, and didn't start sending more until a little bit later. But then I think Carolina did a few things, ran a few sets that they weren't anticipating, and it was a bad match for their deep, what their coverages, or for their what they were asking them to do defensively, and they basically changed. And so they felt like they were funneling McCaffrey more to where they wanted him to be, more where the help was. So if you notice, he wasn't getting yards after the catch, for example, wasn't hurting him there. You didn't see the speed that he has all that much after that first drive. So I think there was a lot of that. And and I think they were able to get to Kyle Allen, and that makes a difference. That's not a good offensive line. I felt like they did a really good job up front of getting off blocks and making plays. And when you're in that nickel front, you have to do that, and I felt like they were.
You know, Montez Sweat was having a monster game before he had to leave, I guess, with a quad injury. Do you base some of that? I mean, obviously, he's grown, but do you base some of that on simply playing his old college position, the position typically that Kerrigan plays, and it's a comfort level for him? He knows all those moves, knows all those angles.
I don't think it's that much, because it's not like he hasn't played. They'll swap those guys at times. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not like that has never been the case. He has played over there before. And, I think some parts for it with him, first of all, again, Carolina's line is not very good. And I'm not taking anything away from him, but, is this a one-game thing or whatever? But he has been doing better. Mm-hmm. I think there's part of it, too, is you get to – and when you're a guy who is not – like, he's not going to just kill you with speed off the edge. It takes a little bit of time to learn how to rush. And I know people here felt like there was a lot of thinking going on for a lot of this year, and not just going out and playing. And was it because of what he was being asked to do, or is it just because he's learned how to rush?
Speed was his calling card, John.
Speed was, but not like, we're not talking about a guy like a Von Miller type. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It is part of the calling card, but it's not like, his speed is, but explosiveness off the edge, I should say. Speed, because he is fast, but fast doesn't always equal like that just unbelievable burst off the edge. He's got the length is what helps him, mm-hmm. I think, as much too. And how do you use that length? And then you have to learn how to use that. And so I think it was all of that, but there, I know in talking to people there, they felt like there was a lot of thinking going on and not just playing. And it has looked like he's been playing more. And, it does take pass rushers a little while to get acclimated. And I think that's what was going on with him, because he's had I think it's now 3.5 sacks in his last 4 games or something like that. He's on a good little finish here, a stretch here.
All right, so obviously the great story of Chris Odom and Nate Orchard, two guys basically plucked off the street. I guess Odom had been on and off the practice squad. Which of these two guys, if any of them, have a chance to kind of stick around, maybe be on the roster next year?
I think that's really
too early to tell.
We don't even know what kind of defense they're going to run next year, so I think that'd be really early to say. And of those two, I would say Orchard. I mean, he showed a lot. He made a lot of plays the other day. And but I think we're really, really way too early for that one.
Right. So let's evaluate Haskins. I thought it was his best effort yet. I mean, nothing to write home about, certainly when you look at the numbers. But he's starting to look more and more the part, to me anyway.
I think what you have to do with him is, and again, the numbers are what they are, and if you just go by the numbers, it's going to be difficult to see what you need to see. Mm-hmm. Because what you need to see are things like, and Bill Callahan talked about this in the press conference yesterday, is that they felt like the eyes and the feet he did a better job matching the eyes and the feet throughout his progression than in his previous games. And that's a big deal, because that's something that was an issue for him, and it leads to inaccuracy. And I think the one thing that was good for him is last week he was very inaccurate on some of those throws mm-hmm. against Detroit and left a lot out there, and you did not see that this week. That's where the feet and the eyes come into play, and that's where, being able to step into drive and the throws come into play. And I thought the line did a good job, despite the 5 sacks, that, when you watch a lot of his throws, he did a good job of, sliding and resetting in the pocket. And they did a good job a lot of times of giving him a good pocket, you know, despite the five sacks. It wasn't like it was constant barrage. And so I think that helped. But you saw, like, there were a couple times where even on some of his misses or incompletions, the accuracy kept him away from danger.
Right.
You know, like there's a throw to Sprinkle over the middle where I think Kuechly was right there, but he puts it down and inside away from the pressure, and only Sprinkle has a chance. The throw to Harmon in the end zone, only Harmon has a chance. You know, things like that. So that was a good improvement. And, you know, there's a long way to go here, and people have to realize, and I think I would imagine they realize that, but those were some of the things that you started to see that he did better in this game.
How much are you buying the story that Snyder is open to wholesale changes? I guess that's the word that was used, wholesale. And what do you think that means?
I think that means exactly what it probably sounds like. That anybody, listen, you talk, I mean, when you, and especially because that stuff's coming out, there were 2-9 at that time. And so if you're this bad, and I would say I feel pretty safe saying that they feel like this is the worst year under him, you know, to that point has been the worst year under him. Now, however they finish, you know, we don't know, but so I think when you're that bad, you have, if you're that bad and you see the opposing fans, you know, dominating your own stadium and not many people showing up, and you don't look at wholesale changes, then you don't want to win. And I don't want to ever hear again that you want to win if you're not looking at wholesale changes. Now it doesn't mean you have to make them, but how on earth do you not look at them? And I think like last year, you can look at it and say, okay, well, you know, if you're the Redskins, you can say, well, you know, hey, we were, you know, the old 6-3 line, and Alex Smith gets hurt, and then we have all these other injuries. So, you know, and then it's Brian LaFemina's, you know, doing whatever. So you can kind of distract yourself from maybe a harsher look at other areas. This year, you can't do that. And again, what that means, we don't know yet. You know, but I think that, you know, like I said, it could mean anybody. It could mean, you know, and obviously everyone wants to know about Bruce Allen. It could mean he stays. It could mean he goes. It could mean they ask him to do this and he says no. It could mean they ask him to do this. He says yes. We don't know all of that. And I think the one thing I would say here is what you can't do as an organization is fall prey to the, well, you know, if they win a couple more games, does that mean everything's great now? Because, you know, since the change, you would have been close to a 500 team. Is that good enough? Is that all that, you know, can you separate what you see on the field at times from some of this other stuff you hear? Because, you know, what you hear from around the league is that, you know, people may not want to come here under the current setup. So, you know, we'll see. But yeah, I think when you've been this bad, if you don't look at everything, then you really don't want to win.
Joined by John Keim, covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. Do you think that Bill Callahan is a legitimate candidate for the job going forward in 2020?
I'd say you have to see how they continue to finish. I still think there'd be other candidates ahead of him. But, you know, I guess let's see how they finish out here. I mean, what if they win their next four games and they end up, I mean, listen, it's still possible. If they go 7-9, I mean, how do you not consider him in that situation? But I'm not, you know, I'm not at that point. You know, I don't know. I mean, when you talk to people, that's not necessarily what you're hearing, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't be possible. Because, like, when you're talking to people, that wasn't something that you were considering because they were not playing at that, you know, they were not winning, you know, I mean,
right.
This is very recent. So I don't know. I mean, I would still think that you're going to go outside and do something else. But again, what if they win 3 or 4 more games? I mean, at that point he would be what? They'd be 6-5. If they go 6-10, they'd be 6-5 since the change. That's a pretty impressive job if that's the case, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah. What about the report, I guess, that the Ravens number did double the Redskins number here in DC. That's obviously got to see those kind of things go
yeah,
back to the previous
right.
question,
right? Right?
Even more so than a win or two down the stretch,
right?
That where change has to happen. They are taking notice of this, right?
Yes. I mean, I don't know how you don't. I think the league takes notice of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is supposed to be an iconic franchise in the league, and one where in a league where revenue sharing matters, that, you know, you want this franchise to be healthy, and right now it is not. And nobody can look at it and say otherwise. And so I think, yes, I think all that has to matter. I mean, you know, if you're an owner somewhere else, how do you not say what the heck is going on there? You know,
right.
I don't know how you don't do that. And I think the other factor too in this will be, you know, with because Bruce Allen hired Jay Gruden, right? And so, how does Dan go back and evaluate his tenure? Does he say, why, you know, was it a good hire? Why did we stick with him that long? If he's saying that, then I think that's going to factor in as well, because this is the guy picking the next head coach. So I think it all has to go into that same pot when you're making any decisions or evaluating everything, because as you guys know, there's been a lot of anger directed at that franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. They know it too. I think the fire Bruce absolutely. Allen hashtag is definitely making waves over there.
I think they see everything. So yes, I think more so than ever, more so than ever, because you're seeing it in the year, like when you're seeing it in the year where, again, you have all this massive amount of injuries, I don't think it's going to have the same impact, because in the building, you're not going to look at it the same way. But when you're in a situation where the record is really bad and, you know, you had to fire the coach and nobody's showing up and there's this and that and the ratings aren't good, you know, you see everything. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right. It's John Kime, everybody, from ESPN.com.
I was thinking about this last night. So we never hear from Dan Snyder. I can't remember the last time we've actually heard Dan Snyder speak.
You know what? Even if he spoke, he wouldn't have much to say.
I know,
he's a dullard.
I totally agree. But, you know, when he fired a coach, he actually sent Bruce Allen out there.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you have the owners come in when they hire a new coach. The owner will speak, but he's kind of moved it where now the general manager or team president does that in Bruce Allen. But if he whacks Bruce Allen, I think he's got to be the guy who says it.
Who speaks on behalf of the organization.
Right.
Well, no, they'll have Doug. We'll just throw Doug up there.
Doug or like
he's not going to do it. You're never
like
going to see him, dude.
Dummy.
He knows he's going to get nailed.
Yeah.
He doesn't
have to. You know what? As an owner, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, you don't have to go out there and talk.
They'll throw Doug out there.
If you own everything, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Which yeah, honestly,
not I mean, he's not usually when you announce to talk to the media.
No, you're right. But usually when they announce a new head coach, the owner's there. They shake hands. You have your photo.
Well, he might be there.
Say something.
But, you know, he won't say anything.
Maybe that's why I kept Gruden so long.
Was he there when they introduced Haskins to the Washington media? I can't remember.
Oh, no. Sometimes he sits not in the back sure. of the room. Last time not I remember sure. seeing him was like at the Gibbs press conference. Like, that's a long time ago. I don't even remember if he was
there for
Shanny.
Gruden?
For Shanny.
I'm sure.
I think he was there for Gruden and for Shanny. I think when he trots out the new toy, he's there. I don't think he says much.
Yeah.
He might introduce them, and then that's about it.
Yeah.
If he even does that.
Whatever coach they hire, I would assume he'll be there for that. Especially if it's a big, splashy hire.
I don't know if you guys are into this. It might be difficult to do, but I would be curious. Do you think we could fill the phone lines right now with only Skins fans that are now no longer that they're now Ravens fans. They're converted Ravens fans.
Because
I'd love to be able to take a picture
this is Valdez's favorite segment.
I'd love to be able to take a picture of locked and loaded former Skins fans that are now Ravens fans.
All right, we want to hear from you. We'll throw out the phone number
that
now.
You've given
800-636-1067. Are you a former Redskins fan that's had enough
and you've adopted the Ravens?
A Ravens fan. Did you
the
watch the
team
Ravens
football.
Game over the Redskins game on Sunday, which the numbers show that you did? In D.C., the numbers show that almost double, particularly
like
men
25 to 54. Do you think we could light up the lines?
I think we might need more lines. I think you'll be
seeing. I don't know if we can.
Oh, I think
how many
we will.
Have flipped. I think some people just disassociate themselves with the Redskins, and then they just watch NFL. They're not necessarily a Ravens fan. But maybe there are.
I want people that have full-blown converted.
All right, we'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067. Are you a former Skins fan that's now pulling for the Ravens?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, changing the team you root for is a tough thing. I know that EB's done it with his baseball team. You were an Orioles guy, and then when Bryce Harper and Strasburg came to D.C., you made the switch.
Well, that's a natural thing, because I live in D.C.
All right, when you were a kid, you were a Cubs guy, but...
So my father.
You've joked for years that you would switch over from the Redskins because they've been flailing for 20 years, really. But you haven't been able to do it the heart wants.
I've tried.
And so
you tried
to
convert me to be a Skins fan.
You were close.
I think I was at a weak spot. I was teetering, and then I just realized that at my core, I'm not a Skins fan.
Yeah, you just don't care.
What if they start winning?
I don't think that would.
You just don't
me.
Care. Yeah, just
I like
don't
it
care.
When
yeah.
they win.
Apathy
I'm not,
is.
I'm not.
But
a,
you became a Nats fan.
I'm not a
because
Redskins
they were winning
fan, but
yeah, I got swept up into it. Sure,
and because but not local, as much I as Caps. Not as much as the Caps.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
There was no such thing as DFS or fantasy.
Yeah,
football.
He'd be forced to pick.
I would die. First of all, I would die. But then, go ahead.
I wonder if you would actually root for one particular team.
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably would.
Can you move to some island? Let's say you become mega rich.
Okay, mega rich.
You
hit the lottery.
To an island with Amy. Once the kids are off and about, they're doing their things.
Yes,
and you could just. Put away like daily fantasy, whatever, and just go to the beach every day.
Yeah, I'd love it. It'd be amazing.
And have a poker room right there. Let's just make sure.
Of course. Drab t-shirt.
Would you still need the DFS sweat?
I would still need the sweat, of course. I hope you've done your due diligence, Drab. I think over the weekend, both the Mega and the Powerball were north of triple digits. So please tell me you bought tickets.
Well, I'm buying them tonight. Mega Millions is $244, I believe.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Mm. You always need to stay on that sweat.
I'm on it.
So
right.
Tonight,
I'm looking at you.
Tonight, the Mega Millions. Is that the drawing tonight?
Yeah. Yep.
Trav's always on top of it.
All right, so we asked if we could get converted Skins fans that are converted to Ravens fans.
Well, you got
fans.
Your wish.
Well, we got 7 out of 8 lines.
I told
so we got
you.
At least 7. I think we could lock them. Oh, there goes the 8th.
All right, let's touch the people.
This Valdez is so horny.
Well,
right
we might do open line Lamar on Thursday.
I think we might have to.
I mean, they got double the number here in D.C.
You know what we should do is we should do a benchmark.
It's crazy.
We should do a benchmark Ravens segment for a week. Then we can see what that that segment's rated.
Could do that.
Right? Because you're pulling a 15 share with Ravens segments.
Yeah.
Might be the sports Ravens.
Tilting demographics, the sports Ravens. No, we'd be the sports zombies before the sports Ravens. Don't ever forget.
I mean, if they're getting double the viewers, maybe we should just be like...
Hit the Ravens.
Hit the Ravens. Yeah. Hit the birds.
Hit the birds.
Whatever, I don't know.
All right, who's up?
All right, let's go to Zach in D.C. Zach, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man? I'm converted, man. It's like a... I got a new girlfriend, man. It's like I got to go with my new girl, man.
That's so good. It's strange. What's it? Wow. So
I understand you're excited about the Ravens.
When did you convert? Like this year, this season?
I just converted. Like I feel like it was yesterday.
Lamar mania. You swept up in
Lamar mania.
So hold on. So this weekend, did you watch the Ravens over the Skins?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did, and I didn't care. I didn't care.
Right.
I didn't care. All I do is watch the Redskins highlights at this point. That's all I do.
Right.
So you watch
the highlights in there.
So you'll watch the Ravens every week over the Skins.
It's hard to say it, but yes, my old girlfriend is. She's my old girlfriend.
Yeah, you got a new girl now.
At some point, you forget about the old girlfriend. You're smitten
you
with the new one.
You got some new silly.
Yeah.
She's my girl on the side at this point. She's my girl on the side. I'm a transitioning slowly but surely.
Right.
You're
me.
Leaving a 3 for a 10.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. A lot of guys do that.
A 3 for a 10.
A lot of guys do that. They do that about your age, too.
Yeah. Your midlife crisis. You're switching from the Redskins to the Ravens.
It's a midlife crisis. It's a midlife crisis. I can't take the dysfunction, guys. I can't take it.
Right.
I love them, though. I love them. I'm going to love them for life. It's like my first girl, okay? Yeah. You know, you can't get over your first girl. That's what the Redskins are. I won't get over her, but I got to move on.
Yeah, but it's like the Redskins are like the nagging wife for 20 years, and you finally just had it. And all of a sudden, there's this dime piece over here.
Yeah,
and you can just bounce from the nagging wife to the dime.
And she's available.
Right.
Yeah. She's single.
And she's fun. Right. She's fun to watch. She's fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
She does things that your wife doesn't do anymore.
Like when. Someone's texting in on the Vibe Machine. Apparently, Scott Allen's going to do an article on this very topic.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And for the Post. And this someone texted in saying he's going to be interviewed today by Scott Allen
about
on this
converting.
Very
right.
About converting fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to Steve, Silver Spring, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Want to strictly speak to converted Ravens fans, old Skins fans that are now Ravens fans. Steve, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Junks?
Hey.
What's up?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So, I've been a diehard fan, 54 years old. Remember Pat Fisher, 72, all the way up until, I guess, you know, probably like 10, 15 years ago. Like 1%, I'd move up a little bit more towards the Ravens. The Redskins would drop down a little bit until they get rid of douchebag Dan. And, you know, you got this nice, fancy franchise owner, Fasciotti. He's got everything lined up. Redskins, I mean, unless they get rid of Schneider, it's never going to be a pretty
Dan
team.
Dan Schneider, people hate him. Mm.
Right. And you live where? In Silver Spring?
Yeah, but I'm driving my work in Kensington. So,
right.
But
oh, nice.
You know, I'm local. All my guys in my shop give me a hard time because they think I'm a fair-weathered fan. But look, you got to follow where you know you enjoy yourself. I watched the game last week with the Ravens. I didn't really care about the Redskins. Matter of fact, just jumping through some of it, I'm just laughing, just hoping they'd lose so they get a higher draft pick. So I still got some heart in the game with them. But I mean. Ravens, I've already got the playoff tickets for this season.
Yeah, he's done. He's ditched them.
He ditched
the Skins.
You're still monitoring what your ex is doing on Facebook.
Yeah, he's still stalking a little bit.
Yeah, but everybody does that.
Right, right, yeah. I think you've moved on. Steve, what shop do you own in Kensington?
It's called Quality Discount Tire Pros.
Oh, nice.
Discount tires, yeah. Very nice.
There we go.
The Beamer
free
might
plug.
Need some new tires.
There's a free plug
there
for you,
you
there,
go.
My friend.
All right. Hey, thank you, Steve.
Hey, you know I love bits, right?
You're welcome, guys.
You do love bits.
Easy.
All right, buddy. So what do you think about trying to pull this off this week? I'll go downstairs in the performance area, and I'll dress up like in a priest robe, and then I'll baptize all the new Ravens fans in the area.
A mass baptism?
Yeah, I'll dunk their head in Natty Bow and sprinkle Old Bay on them downstairs.
I do like the bits. A good
give
bit.
Give them a Utz chip wafer.
Yeah. I mean,
are you guys down for that?
It's funny.
We could have some sort of Ravens part. I do like a lot of it. I mean, maybe we could get like a couple bushels of crabs and invite listeners to come over and just do Baltimore things.
So much Baltimore.
Yeah. We'll have a big tub, and dunk their head, and bow.
Right. I got to tell you.
And then you're now converted. Yeah. You have my blessing.
Yeah. For both Cakes and I, the last NFL stadium we were at was
M&T Bank Stadium.
Yes.
Where we did our silly symposium along with Keith Mills and, I can't remember the donk.
Who had golf guys.
Golf guys.
Let's just call them golf guys.
Golf guys. A couple of the super nice golf
guys.
They were
golf guys from Bowie, actually.
And the Gov was there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Rick in Warrenton. Hey, Rick. What's up, buddy?
Rick.
Good morning, guys.
I'm 54, like your last caller.
Yeah.
And, I raised two sons to be diehard Redskins fans like their dad, and my younger son has been waning for the last couple of years, and he's been kind of straddling the fence with the Ravens, and he finally, with the Lamar Jackson arrival, he's finally crossed over, and it's caused some strife between the two.
Mm.
Yeah, on Sunday, we were going back and forth between the games, and always bleed with for the Redskins, but now you know we got one wanting to watch the Ravens and one wants to watch the Skins. It's not good, man.
And you're out in Warrenton. You wouldn't think that would be Ravens
country
at all.
That's Skins territory.
Yeah, I mean that's crazy.
Right. Yeah,
that's crazy. All right, thank you, Rick.
Hey, Warrenton, they have a house divided. That
Warrenton
whole bit
so far from Baltimore.
So far,
that's got to be two and a half hours.
Oh, that's deep.
I've said this many times though. My flag football team, which is 10 kids,
yeah,
maybe two Redskins fans.
Sure. The erosion is real of the Skins fan base. And the a whole generation has grown up seeing the Skins do nothing but flail and be terrible.
Let's go to Mark calling from Richmond. You think that can't be Ravens territory?
Maybe it is.
Mark, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Been a lifelong Skins fan. Since I can remember watching the TV and looking at the logo on the side of the helmet, I'm 56 years old, and I can remember crying with my one-bar helmet on when the Redskins lost to the Dolphins in the Super Bowl. I mean, just crying tears. And, you know, Joe Gibbs came back and, you know, did a really great job and, you know, just really proud to be a Redskin fan. But, you know, after his second stint and drafting Sean Taylor and that whole tragedy, they just haven't been the same. And, you know, the dysfunctionality that they've been putting on the field for the last 15-plus years, I just don't believe it. But it changed with me when the Ravens drafted Lamar Jackson. I got a brother that coaches high school football down in Florida, and I watched this kid from his freshman year all the way through his senior year in high school, and that kid was just a winner. I mean, I think he came out the womb a winner.
So it's more Lamar, not the Ravens. But you're definitely – are you a Ravens fan? Like, for the rest of your life, do you see yourself as a Ravens fan, or are you just following Lamar?
No, I'm a Ravens fan from here on out. Because
wow.
One of the things that did – okay, so when the Ravens came into existence – I would have lost my life if I would have took a bet to say that the Ravens would have won a Super Bowl as a brand new franchise before the Redskins, let alone two. I mean, I was like, no way, that's not going to happen, you know. But
it might happen again this year.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Mark. I mean, appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
So Dolphins in Richmond are adopting the Ravens.
Yeah. To all those new Ravens fans out there. You got to write these phrases down because you're going to use them.
All right, what are they? Ravens 101.
Ray Lewis was acquitted.
Yeah.
All right, write that down.
That's
you
got to
learn. You have to learn.
Not guilty.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What's next?
Ed Reed's better than Troy Polamalu.
Okay. Right. So that's another one.
Defense wins championships.
All right, that's a good one.
Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl in 2012.
Right.
Not the defense.
Right.
Yes. Just remember those.
Yes, Joe Flacco
and
elite.
And recite them.
Yes.
Over and over.
Because these
over.
Are arguments that you're going to have.
Yeah, you're right. Going to have to say them when arguing about sports
sure.
and football. Yeah.
They're your pillars. They are your pillars of
yes.
Ravens fandom.
Yes.
All right, let's take more of your calls when we come back.
800-636-1067.
It's crazy.
Are the Redskins, are they paying attention in Ashburn?
I couldn't have been more wrong because somebody tweeted this very question asking, do you think Redskins fans have abandoned the team and become Ravens fans? And on Junk's Radio, I said, I don't think so.
You scoffed at it. You're
scoffing. They may have left the team.
Dude, double
but I don't
the
think
rating speaks to it.
Yep.
Double the number.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I see what Valdez is doing. This is the Ravens theme song.
I'm putting out my call to all Ravens fans.
Yeah, you are.
We could do something where we had Skins fans come over and pledge their allegiance.
Well, I'm dead serious. We'll do a baptism.
No, but the thing is, there has to be something in it for them. Like, just doing the bit is not enough.
Well, people like bits.
Yeah, but it's not going to get them out of
They'll get my approval.
Your blessing.
Yeah, yes. My blessing.
You'll bless
Father Valdez's blessing.
The converted Skins fans.
Yeah. And remember your credo. Ray Lewis was acquitted.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco was elite.
Ed Reed greater than Polamalu.
Yes, and Ray Rice was blackballed.
Oh, yes. Even though there was video.
Yes.
Staged video.
What about the conspiracy theory at the Super Bowl at halftime?
Turn out the lights because it was such a blowout.
They turned the lights out.
Exactly.
Forgot that one. That's a big one.
Yeah. All right.
Joe Flacco turned the lights out on him. That's what happened.
The offense did.
We wondered if we could fill the lines with converted Ravens fans from the Redskins, and we have. Let's go to Jeff in Mechanicsville. Jeff, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
There is no way in the world that I would switch to any team from my beloved Redskins.
You're hanging in regardless.
I've been a fan since a guy named Bill Austin. Anybody remember him?
No.
Okay. Bill Austin was between Vince Lombardi and George Allen.
Okay.
There's no way I'm going to leave my team. It's like leaving.
All right, he's hanging in there.
I've been a Skins fan longer than anybody else on the planet.
I was going to say, he's the only guy who remembers
Bill
Austin.
That's fine.
Valdez, have you officially dropped the It's Just Sports?
Well, it is. At the end of the day,
we need to come out with beanies and hoodies. We're going to make that happen.
It's just sports, except for the Terps, except for the Ravens.
Except when the Ravens are on a heater. Tiger. When the Ravens are trending, Super Bowl trending, then you push that to the side.
When they're trending and you say at the beginning of the year they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and everyone mocks you.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Nick, Fort Washington. Nick, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up? Right,
what's up, Nick?
This is Drab's favorite call of the week.
Dude, pick up your phone.
You're going to need to call back.
He's done.
Or, you know what? Don't call back. We have plenty of calls.
There's too many Ravens fans on the line to deal with that nonsense.
Apparently
Nick.
So.
Just call back when you're making a call next to the hand dryer.
Yeah, you can't do Bluetooth or speaker.
No.
You just can't.
Let's go to Derek. Derek calling from Boca Raton. Derek, what's up, buddy?
What's up, boys?
Hey.
What's up? All right, so a little background. All right, I don't longer live in the area, but I would go to a local watering establishment down here in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd hang out with, a handful of Redskins guys, get to know them over the years. And then also at this bar, they'd have a Ravens contingent there as well. And this year, the Redskins boys that we used to hang out with have slowly converted. And now you show up to the bar, and those same guys are wearing Ravens shirts. Because there's a lot of a South Florida connection down here, too, with Lamar and Mark Ingram. So I've seen the morph before my eyes.
Hey, did you get your Lamar tee? Yeah, I got it. We're going to head to the bar and watch the Ravens.
That's the other part of it.
Take down the Bills this weekend.
And you can't discount it. It's not just here
where
the Ravens are converting fans. They're converting fans nationally.
Oh, yeah.
So that you have to take that into consideration.
This happens in every sport.
I wonder what happens, though, for these people that say that they are Redskins fans converting to Ravens fans. Some of them are clearly doing it because of Lamar. What happens 10 years from now?
Yeah, is there longevity to it?
Are they still going to be Ravens fans?
Does it have longevity drives?
I would say if they make it over a couple-year hump, yeah. I don't think you toggle back and forth. In other words, like, once I switch from the O's to the Nats, the Orioles are dead to
me. Yeah, you didn't go back.
Yeah, they're just dead.
It's a big decision to make.
Yeah.
If you pull the trigger on it, you're probably not going to go back.
But it's not even a conscious decision. It just happened.
But you did threaten to abandon the Nationals if both Rendon and Strasburg leave.
That's a hollow promise.
I know. I threatened to leave the Redskins, and I can't. I wish my heart would bleed purple. I wish, you know, and I root for him, but it's not the same. It doesn't mean that much to me.
I don't know how someone can go from team to team. It tells me they weren't that big of a fan to begin with.
Well, I can tell you, I've done it before, Jason. I was a former season ticket holder of the Orioles. I was a huge Orioles fan.
Took you a while, though.
It takes a while, but it was a similar situation. Ownership.
Yeah.
Ownership over there just wears you down.
Mm-hmm.
And you felt like you had no shot at winning. And then you have this new team in your own city. It's just a natural fit.
There aren't that many Orioles fans anymore either.
Hey, but they're winning.
They got about 800
They're
people.
Dying off, too. Yeah.
They were winning during the Showalter years.
Showalter.
Yeah, we had a couple of nice seasons.
Let's go to Chris in Charlotte. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Boys, longtime listener. I moved down to Charlotte 14 years ago. Pardon the voice. I lost it. Went to the game. Saw many a Heath Shuler, LeVar Arrington jerseys out. It was incredible. But it's more for my kid. They were born. He was born here. So he's a huge Panther fan. Hate Cam Newton myself. But now that he's out, I find myself rooting for the Panthers a little bit more. My boy's a big Oriole fan, Manny Machado. And then the Nets come along. I'm like, come on, man. You can't go back and forth. But we watched every game, every series. I'm converting. It's pretty sad when ownership is correct. Yeah. Ownership is the problem.
Yeah.
And Bish, your problem is your roots were never here, really. You never had a favorite team in D.C. You're not a Skins fan. You're not an Orioles fan. Your teams are, you know, San Francisco and Boston.
Yeah, he's very scattershot over there.
That happens. He didn't have. I guess he didn't have a role model around him that loved the local teams.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's what it is.
You know what you were? You were a wayward.
Mom was not a big sports fan.
You were a wayward soul as a youth. You didn't know where to go with your sports fandom.
You know, divorced when I was two.
Yeah.
And you know, I've said this story many times. My mom's boyfriend Ernie at the time was a huge Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
And we would go up to Fenway every summer.
Right.
So from 1979 until, I don't know, probably 86, 87, I was up at Fenway Park every summer.
Right.
San Francisco was a little different. I was just, I kind of glommed.
That's just a bandwagon.
But that was mid-80s, and I stayed with them the whole time.
You got caught up in the silliness.
And believe me, the Niners had some bad years.
Yeah, but
I mean, they
also,
had number one pick.
But late, they started coming on.
The 80s into the 90s, they had some really good years,
too. Absolutely. Yeah, I stuck with them.
Right.
But
love the Chip Kelly year.
I'm not as huge a fan. I'm kind of like Cakes. I'm more into like the DFS and my bets.
You're wavering.
He's kind of wavering on the Niners.
I root for him, but not like the same. In 1994.
It doesn't ruin your week when they lose.
It would ruin my week when they lost. When they lost to the Cowboys in 93 playoffs, whatever that was, it ruined my
week. You know whose week wasn't ruined? When the Raiders got boat raced by the Chiefs?
Right here. Yeah, you're not a Ravens fan.
40-9 didn't faze me one bit.
Can you disavow them at least? You're not. I mean, you could no longer claim the Raiders.
Don't really claim them though. There are some ancillary pieces. Raiders lamp still have Raiders gear.
Can we bring all that stuff in and give it away?
Oh no! Why would I do that?
Well, you don't need it anymore. You're not.
I'm still. I'm still clinging on because I'm there's some nostalgia there, and I'm a level 3 hoarder.
It's you actually, those two by things, the way, right.
It's hard to dispose.
I'll do your
it's
conversion.
Actually, no, but it's actually a great marriage for you because when they move to Vegas, you're such a big poker guy.
It's true.
Vegas Raiders.
That, you might
that
have
could
to re-adopt
that could rekindle
them.
My interest in the Raiders. Or it all might
right.
not.
All right, let's go to Rob. Rob's all pissed off. Rob, what's up, buddy?
Guys, I'm going to tell you right now, all these people that are leaving the Redskins, they were never Redskin fans to begin with. Because a true fan doesn't leave. When I was growing up, the biggest insult you could say around your boys and everything was to call you a team jumper. That was the biggest insult.
I've never heard that.
That was the biggest insult?
Okay.
Okay. I've never heard that.
Hey, Rob, how many games have you gone to this year? FedEx.
I haven't been to a game this year.
Big fan.
I'm down here. I'm down here in Chesapeake.
Hey, Valdez, give him the four buzz lines for the Ravens again.
I've been to Redskins games. I took my son to the Packers playoff game when Cousins was here.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Rob, listen. Stop. Repeat after Valdez.
Repeat after me. Ray Lewis was innocent.
I'm not saying that crap. Come to the Redskins.
No, Joe Flacco is elite.
When we start Ray winning again, when we start winning again, none of these people can come back.
Well, that's the problem. Nobody thinks that
Ray Rice is blackballed.
No one thinks that's going to happen. People have given up hope, see, Rob.
Bruce has gone after this year. We're going to bring in Lewis Riddick from ESPN. He's going to turn this thing around.
All hail Ozzie Newsome.
Baltimore is the crown jewel of American cities.
Yeah. Lewis Riddick's not going to change the culture here.
No, of course not.
We'll have a crab feast and conversion.
Lewis Riddick's
going to change anything. All right, he's not going to change anything.
Please.
I guess we got to talk to Morgan Moses, Redskins right tackle. Can we find out who's the Ravens right tackle?
Yeah, no, Ronnie Stanley. He'll be on.
We're put Ronnie Stanley
or Little Zeus.
Yeah, we're going to rebook. Rebooking.
We'll have Ronnie Stanley on 820.
They're getting double the number. You know, can we do that just for fun? Can you call up the PR? Can we book two Ravens tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll find two numbers.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, let's get Trace.
Sure, yeah, Trace.
Yeah, we'll get Trace on.
We'll get Trace in 2 seconds.
Yeah. You want to get him next break?
We should.
I probably should give him a day.
Yeah. All right, we do have Lars Eller. We'll talk some Caps. People are still behind the Caps. He'll join us at 8:45. But next, it is Redskins right tackle Morgan Moses here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.